you for calling Thomson.co.uk. If you'd like to book a flight, please press 1.
Good morning, how can I help?
Oh, hello, is that Thomson Holidays, the travel agent?
It's Thomson Flight only.
Yes, the one that books flights if you're going on holiday to another country.
Yes.
I wonder if you can help me. I want to fly on a plane to America.
Okay.
Can I quickly run past the things if we can bring them on the plane?
Yeah.
Onions?
You could put them in hand luggage, I suppose, but yeah.
I beg your pardon?
An onion.
Yes. We have friends over there, and he collects onions from all around the world. He has an exhibition.
Well, you'd obviously have to check with the Foreign Commonwealth Office to see what, if America itself will allow you to take it in, but as for what we'll accept on the plane, I can answer those questions, and yes, we'll accept an onion.
Papier-mâché figurines?
Yeah, as long as they're not going to get damaged.
No, we'll have them wrapped up in bunting. Leather-bound bunties? Are we allowed them at all?
Exactly.
They're sweets that are bound in leather.
Yeah.
Basically sweets, but just leather-covered.
Packed again in the suitcase, that'll be fine.
Right. Pigeon sugar, which is sugar that's been... the pigeon meat has dried and sugar's made from it.
Right. Again, that's fine to take on the plane itself, but make sure you check with the FCO's website to see if you can take these things into America.
Excuse my ignorance. What is a website?
What is a website?
A website, yes.
I have internet access.
The what, sorry?
Do you have internet access?
What's internet or... Yes, what is the internet? Sorry.
The internet is a connection of computers that's linked together all throughout the world.
Throughout the world?
Yeah.
And how do I... Do I need to get one of those? Surely the leads... How would they get connected? Wouldn't the wires be very long? How does it work?
Basically, it's a network of nodes, and one area will service all of... certain town.
Right.
And then that will have one lead going to somewhere else, and it's all connected. It's like a big matrix.
Oh, I see. Right. I've never heard of that. That's very clear. When is that available?
When is it available?
Yes.
Or where is it available? You could go to your local library.
Yes.
And they will most likely have computers with internet access.
And it's called the internal net.
Internet.
Lastly, a couple of things. Cups. Can we bring cups on board?
Again, pack them in your suitcase, that'll be fine. Make sure they're wrapped up in sort of tissue.
If they're full of water, because we get thirsty, cups full of water, can we bring them?
There'd be refreshments provided on the plane.
Oh, wonderful. And finally, a glass globe that's filled with dust. That's filled with dust. I suppose it represents the failure of man, but can we bring that?
Yeah, I can't see why not. Again, as it's glass, it'd have to be wrapped safely and securely.
Yes, it would be. We'd wrap that again with bunting. And my final, it's been very helpful. My final question is, I hurt my back and I slipped on an ice cube a couple of weeks ago. And I've created, I suppose, the closest thing to it, I suppose, is called a permanent box, and which is sort of an encasing that operates via magnets. And I'm encased in it, but it operates via rotary magnets. Can we bring that onto the actual ship? Or the, not airship, the plane, the aeroplane rather.
You're fully encased?
Yes.
In a magnetic box?
Well, put simply, yes.
So how do you move around?
There's a system of levers and pulleys. It's quite complicated without showing it to you. It's quite heavy and it needs four men to lift me onto the plane. Could that be arranged?
If you're encased in a box that's controlled by magnets and you need to be lifted onto the plane,
yes,
in order to travel.
Yeah, and then the magnets do need oiling every couple of hours. They need oiling and because they get dry and they make a terrible screeching noise, which my wife doesn't like. And so,
if you're encased in a box completely,
yes,
and you can't sit in the chair,
or I could sit in the cockpit or something.
Impossible. Yeah.
You'd
either have to not travel in your magnetic case.
Yes.
Or you'd have to...
You mentioned the internet, I wrote down. Is there some way as it's connected by wires that I could travel on that?
I strongly doubt that that's possible.
Right. Maybe in the future.
Maybe in the future indeed.
All right. I'm going to go away and I'm going to dismantle my box and see if there's an easier way that I can get in, maybe via just... general swaddling or something like that, which we can...
swaddling, exactly.
I beg your pardon?
What is swaddling? Swaddling.
It's a mixture of cloth and copper coils. It's a softer touch and a more manageable one. Probably only needs about 2 men to carry me in that. Perhaps I could travel in a swaddling box?
Well, I'm not quite aware what a swaddling box is either, but by your own admission, you are clearly quite injured.
Yes.
You have to go to your doctor and obtain a fit-to-fly certificate from him.
Oh, I'll get a death certificate from him?
A fit-to-fly, just a letter from your doctor
saying
that you are in fact fit to fly. Because if you go to the check-in, in a magnetic encased box or any box that covers...
Yes, it's about 2 metres by 3 metres, I suppose. It's quite large and I am encased in it.
Right, okay, if you turn up to check-in in a robotic suit, they're going to want to see a fit to fly certificate.
Right.
That ensures that your doctor considers you fit to fly.
So I should go to my doctor, maybe in the box, show him the box I'm in, and if he signs me off when I come to check in, they'll let me on the plane. Fantastic.
Any more questions I can answer for you?
No, you've been very helpful, and hopefully will I see you there at the airport? Do you work at the airport?
I don't, unfortunately, no.
Well, I wish you all the best.
And same to you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye.